and welcome to another On the Hoof podcast episode for Vets in Practice. I'm Alison Braddock, your host for this podcast, and I'll be talking with Colin Mason, VIO and Centre Manager of Dumfries, about turning out dairy young stock. Hello, Colin, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. So, gosh, we've all experienced this horrendous wet and wild weather over the winter and into spring. And Colin will be giving us some top tips to help make turnout less stressful for both the animals and your clients. So, Colin, what are the challenges when you're actually turning out dairy young stock?
So there's two things that I wanted to highlight today, which are risks for dairy young stock in the immediate few weeks after they're turned out. One is the coccidiosis risk, and the other is really around the diet change that occurs when dairy young stock are turned out from an indoor ration that they've probably been on all their lives to a grass-based ration. I'm conscious, particularly this year, there's plenty of grass out there. It's very, very wet, and the ground is very, very wet as well. So it is going to be particularly challenging to get young stock out, but there is a need to do it if it's not been done already, just to try and get the sheds emptied and get things moving. So there is great opportunity with grazed grass, particularly in the early part of the summer. And we've just got to manage that opportunity as well as we can.
Thanks, Colin. So tell us a little bit about what coccidiosis risks are.
Yeah, so again, really what I'm focusing on is cattle that will have not grazed before. So they're going out for the first time. Coccidia species for cattle are omnipresent, really. So young dairy calves, dairy young stock will potentially be exposed to coccidia risk inside as well. And that's something that a lot of dairy producers will work to manage through their health planning. But there is one particular risk post turnout, and it is described as a cause of post turnout scour. And it's a particular type of coccidia called Imeria alabamensis. Now, worry less about the name of the bug, but focus more on the fact that it has a very, very short life cycle. The pre-patent period, if you call it that, for this particular type of coccidia is just 2 weeks. So they can go outside, pick up this particular strain of coccidia pretty quickly after they've gone out, potentially. And they can develop scour pretty quickly after they've gone out. And it is recognized as the cause of post-turnout scour. So it's definitely something to look out for. It's something, I think we see this strain of coccidia, Imeria alabamensis. We see it more commonly now than we used to. When we do typing of the organisms, it's not an uncommon finding to find this one. And we'll see it in housed cattle as well as cattle outside. So it's not exclusive for cattle outside. But there is this particular disease scenario. If young stock go out onto a paddock where there is a reasonable amount of contamination, then you can expect trouble potentially. And we've actually seen this occur year on year on some farms until we've kind of clocked it, whereby they go out onto the same paddock and then they scour a week to 10 days later. They contaminate that pasture a bit more. They need to be treated and they need to be managed. But then, not surprisingly, that can repeat again the following years. The coccidial organisms are particularly good at surviving in the environment. So think about your paddocks, actually, in that if you had a calf scour issue, a young stock scour issue last year on a paddock, then it's highly likely that you'll get contamination on that paddock again and risk on that paddock again. So it's just definitely one to be aware of. And what I would say is that if you're experiencing any problems with your young stock with scouring shortly after they go out, then we need to test for coccidiosis and to rule that one out in conjunction with your vet, and then work out how best to manage it therein.
Thank you, Colin. So what about summer scours syndrome?
Yeah, and this will present in a very similar way, in that summer scour syndrome is something that we have seen year on year for many years in dairy young stock, usually grazing for the first time. And I guess the first thing we need to remember about this is that grazing, although it seems one of the most natural things in the world for a cow to do, is a learnt behaviour. They're not born knowing how to graze grass, and they have to learn how to do it. And probably in nature and in the wild, they'd learn from their older peers, their mother's older cows that they were with, and they would just copy them. But in a dairy system, what we tend to do is turn out a whole load of young stock at the same time. They're at the same age, and they very often don't have older, more experienced animals to learn from. So they've got to learn how to graze. And when we've watched dairy young stock go out for the first time, it actually takes them a good number of weeks to adapt to that grazing and to learn how to really utilize the grass properly and to graze that grass properly. So that's one thing we've got to remember is that they've got to work out how to do it. The next thing is how we make transition that diet, because really any diet change that we want to make, ideally with a ruminant, it probably takes 3 to 4 weeks for that rumen to adapt to a diet change. And what we want to try and do is transition that diet change as slowly and as gently as we can to allow the rumen to adapt, to allow the rumen microbes to adapt to a new diet. And that has to run hand in hand with these animals learning how to graze in the first place. So those are a part of the background to it. What we tend to see with severe summer scour syndrome is when that transitioning goes wrong, and perhaps if I give you an extreme example, dairy young stock, they may be inside on a straw and concentrate type of ration, and then come late April, May, the grass is growing, and we think, right, we'll get these out, and then they go from that to a grass-based ration. And if we do that without any real transition, that is a massive shock to the rumen in terms of what we're putting into it and how it has to adapt to it. And what we do wonder with these summer scour syndrome cases is it is simply that adaption to that diet change and the rumen shock that can cause them quite significant issues, and they can scour, and in the worst situations they'll lose so much weight, they'll scour, they'll dehydrate, that it's actually potentially life-threatening. Through the surveillance system, we've been interested in summer scour syndrome for a number of years, and obviously one of the things that we've got to consider is could there be infectious agents involved with this? And that's certainly been something that's been on our radar, is that we're dealing with a bacteria or a virus or a protozoa or a worm or whatever it is that's causing it. And while we do identify some pathogens involved in these cases, we think that the vast majority of it, or at least some of the big predisposers, are probably dietary. And therefore, that's the focus. So that's why to mention this now is to try and get a good transition of these dairy young stock outside, really to get them feeding some grass silage, some TMR before they go out, so that they are eating some grass-based material before they go out. And actually then when they do go out, really ideally to make sure that they're on exactly the same ration when they go out as they are inside to start off with. And what we found actually with our own calves at our own farm is that when you turn them out and you make exactly the same ration available to them when they first go out that they were on when they were inside, then they still eat a large amount of that. And then slowly that gives you the opportunity to step that ration down, to make less of it available as they eat more and more grass. And that can be something that can really, really help them.
So, Colin, you've talked about dietary transitions. Do you have any other tips for diet management?
Yeah, we're still learning quite a bit about diet transition, summer scour syndrome, and I suppose general risk of scour in young stock being turned out. One of the potential concerns is if they're turned out onto really, really, really lush green pasture, particularly stuff that might be recently fertilized as well. So it'll have had some sort of nitrogen fertilizer applied. And that pasture might pose a particular risk in terms of the sort of grass material that's coming through. What we've also learned is how these young calves graze, usually in the first instance, is they nibble away at the leaves of the plant rather than wrapping their tongue around the whole stem of the grass plant and eating the whole plant. So they also selectively graze to start off with while they learn how to graze. So when they're first grazing, they may actually eat slightly more of the leaf, slightly less of the stem, which might actually lead to even less fiber going into them than perhaps otherwise should be the case. So yeah, there's quite a lot of things to think about. And one of the thoughts is actually potentially to turn them out onto slightly older, perhaps a slightly longer pasture that's maybe a little bit more fibrous to help with that diet transition to start off with. But for me, practically, one of the key things is to make sure that when they first go out, they're on the same amount of their housed ration, ideally with some grass silage in it, as they were inside, so that they can continue to eat that ration and then use that as the opportunity to slowly transition them away from that ration and onto grass. There's been a lot of input and a lot of thoughts and a lot of collaboration on this from various groups, particularly in Ireland, and there's still quite a lot that we've got to learn, I think, but we are learning slowly about how best to do these transitions, how best to manage the grass that's available.
Okay, so do you have any other concluding thoughts, Colin?
Yeah, I think probably what to remember is that when cattle are first turned out and if they start to scour, you'll not know exactly what the cause is. So I think the first thing to do from a farmer point of view would be to get your vet involved. Let's get some samples from those calves to make sure that the coccidiosis is not the issue, because that's something that can be treated fairly readily. And then also consider how the diet has been transitioned, how that has worked, and whether that needs to be modified. What we found in the very worst scenarios with these severe summer scour syndrome cases is that actually the only way to actually get these animals back on track is actually to rehouse them onto a winter ration again, onto an indoor ration, and then slowly transition them back onto grass. So that may be an option as well. But you've got to rule in or rule out coccidiosis. And very often what you find is there's maybe in a mixture of the two, in that we've got a little bit of a coccidial challenge plus a little bit of a dietary transition issue. And we've actually got to focus on both of them in the real scenario that's occurring. So definitely want to get some veterinary input into and then work out what the main issues are, and then whether there needs to be specific treatment for coccidiosis. And whether there needs to be a sort of a new focus on dietary transition as well. I think going forward, one of the interesting challenges as well around parasite management is on how we graze dairy young stock. And we've probably still got a fair bit to learn about this. I think one of the challenges we face with a lot of the parasite conditions in these young stock is where we really utilize the grass well, and we take the grass levels down pretty low, we probably inadvertently force these young stock to hoover up more in the way of pathogens and parasites, so whether that's worms or coccidia. And actually, perhaps if we allow them to graze slightly longer pasture, then that parasite risk is reduced. But then again, we've got to balance that up with feeding and utilizing grass to the best effect and feeding the best quality grass that we can. So there's going to be a compromise and a trade-off there between how we feed versus parasite risk, which we've got to think about. But certainly when calves are going out for the first time, if you're getting scour issues, think about both the dietary transition and also the coxie risk.
So thank you very much, Colin. This has given us a useful overview to help clients with their dairy calf turnout. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. We're on various platforms, and please listen out for new episodes to come. And thank you for listening. And once again, thank you, Colin.
Thank you.